This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Eight young dancers tick to the floor, all under the wash of light which defines the dance space. All dressed in outfits of various combinations of white, off-white, grey and other inoffensive earth tones. A rather nondescript costume, the clothes of contemporary dancers, perhaps in a rehearsal or in an audition, loose enough that they can move with ease, tight enough to suggest the lines of their bodies in motion without compromising their modesty. I am, after all, at Aswara, soon to be the University of P. Ramlee, and these performers are dancing in Becoming King, the Pat Yong Revisited. Then the music starts. And the dancers leap, fall to the floor, pirouette, twist and turn, sometimes all together, sometimes just a few together, sometimes like individuals, each doing their own thing, as if to assert their individuality, as if engaging in a dance of one-upmanship. Their arms swirling, sweeping arcs across the air, their hands alternating, rising from the hips to the face and reaching to the back of their heads before shooting straight up, the heads snapping back as if in shock. Some of the vocabulary of the moves look as if they are taken from ballet. Some definitely contemporary, as the dancers fall to the floor and while balancing on their shoulders, their legs in the air, then a back roll. Some sweeps of the knees, which are at right angles and with feet flexed, suggest the traditional. The music too, composed by Ng Chor Guan, melts contemporary club dancing beats to Western classical, contemporary Western classical, and hints of the traditional. The group dance takes a rest beat when all the dancers fall to the floor as if under a spell. Then quiet. A traditional Mat Yong song breaks the silence, and a Mat Yong performer, dressed in the colourful traditional regalia, dances right into the middle of the sleeping dancers. Her song spills on these young ones and washes over them. When they wake up, the dancers sit cross-legged in a circle and one by one each gets up to perform a solo piece which requires the dancer to sing, speak and act a scene. Near the end of the performance, the audience is ushered out to vote for the dancer who should be crowned the Pat Yong. This voting procedure loosely takes the shape of the general elections which we hold every 4 or 5 years. The dancer candidates are outside the polling station calling out, "Vote for me, I'm dancer number... Remember me, I'm dancer number 4 or number 5. As voters walk to the station and each assigned a booth. The audience then returns to the auditorium and Joseph Gonzalez, the artistic director of the dance company and the choreographer of this performance, follows in later with the results. I don't remember if anyone were invited to witness the counting. Regardless, after an amusing ritual of elimination of who didn't get the votes, the winner is announced and a ritual proceeds with Zamzuria Zahari, a Mat Yong performer of international reputation, crowning the crowd's favourite, dancer number 4, Azizi Mansour. On the surface, this performance looks nothing more than an audition in a reality show, with the audience voting the winner. But something else is happening. I asked Joseph Gonzalez, why have the audience, which may not understand dance the way choreographers and other professional dancers do, become the arbiter of who wins? He explains.
I'm very fascinated, first of all, by the whole concept of reality television and how it has really transformed performing arts all over the world. So nobody has the same process of becoming a singing superstar or a dancing superstar as in the old days when they had to go through the, you know, the grind. Now, you know, in 10 weeks, you can become a national household name or even an international star. And it's because of reality TV that has changed it so much. So I'm very fascinated by the philosophy of reality TV. And voting, as they do on reality TV, is something that I wanted to incorporate because my mind has been obsessed about voting in this country.
But then the best dancer, according to people who know, might be someone different from the one picked by the audience. Joseph Gonzalez again.
Yes, possible. And isn't that like life? And that's what happens on all reality TV programs and everywhere, you see. We don't always choose the best person. And we choose them for all kinds of reasons. I think this is something that if it troubles an audience after that, I like it. Because then they can ask themselves about what it is about life that also reflects this, you see. But the difference is all the 8 candidates are very well trained. So every single person can sing the last song, which is very, very difficult to do.
I run into Bilkis Hijaz, a dancer choreographer and the director of My Dance Alliance. And I ask her, what is it about contemporary dance that fits into an audition for a Ma Yong performance? She says,
it's interesting because the concept is also a contemporary concept. The idea of structuring an entire dance performance around what is basically a political election is a contemporary idea. So then combining contemporary dance technique with Ma Yong technique within that framework maybe seems not so strange when you consider that the framework itself is a contemporary one. This version, which is a developed version from the previous Becoming King that was performed last year, makes a lot more sense because you actually see the individual applicants performing their Ma Yong ability. So you are able to assess them in the context of how well they would perform a Ma Yong piece. Whereas last year, they performed little skits and solos that weren't necessarily related to Ma Yong technique. So this year, I feel that conceptually, this version of Becoming King is much more coherent.
Becoming King, the Pak Yong Revisited, continues this evening and Saturday evening at 8:30 p.m. The last performance is on Sunday, December 13th at 3 p.m., Tickets are 30 ringgit with student concessions at 15. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.